As we mentioned, the Sioux Falls Canaries begin their season tonight, hosting the Sioux City Explorers out at the Birdcage. Here to talk to us about it is Canaries manager Steve Shirley. And Steve, I think it's your first time here, isn't it?
I believe it is. I don't think I've been in this
room. Well, welcome. It's good to have you here. Thanks for dropping by.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. And also is Jimmy Olander, who is kind of a scoundrel well-known around here.
Jimmy, I snuck in again.
Yeah, good to see you as well.
Good to see you.
Well, Steve, let's start with you, Steve. New season getting underway. What are you excited about most with this roster of Sioux Falls Canaries this year?
I really just think it's mostly excited about how many new players we have, you know, and being able to bring an exciting brand of baseball to Sioux Falls and to the Canaries fans. I think we've got an exciting group of young men that are going to go out and play very hard and very enthusiastic brand of baseball, and I'm a fan, and I'm excited to watch it.
Let's talk about for people maybe who haven't been out to a Sioux Falls Canaries game before. What can they expect?
Well, I mean, it's always good baseball. I mean, I think they should expect good baseball. It's a very competitive league, and we have a lot of former organizational or professional baseball players that have played within major league organizations. So these guys know how to play and they can play. So it's a very competitive brand of baseball. It's an exciting brand of baseball. But I think mostly in the Birdcage, I think it's just a wonderful venue to watch baseball games from. And, you know, it's a very intimate setting. And I think it's just, it's win-win. There's nothing bad out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is a great venue to watch baseball. And the Sioux City Explorers coming to town tonight, kind of starting off with a great rivalry.
Yeah, I think that as we bring in, you know, we play the Sioux City teams, it's always exciting, the I-29 thing and all that stuff. And we always play them a lot. And to tell you the truth, there is a rivalry. I mean, it's even though we have a lot of players that that our player turnover is a lot and they have a lot of player turnover, the city-city rivalry on I-29 exists and the players get into it pretty quick.
As you look at this year's roster, what are some of your greatest strengths you think of the Canaries this year, Steve?
I'm really just hoping the overall ability to play solid baseball. I don't really feel like success is dictated by having one or two people that can really do a lot of really special things. I think success in any team sport is based on how good you are throughout the roster. So I'm hoping that we have 22 very solid baseball players.
Steve Shirley is the manager of the Sioux Falls Canaries, and also Jimmy Olander is here. Jimmy, what are fans going to be treated to tonight out at the game?
Well, I think, you know, opening night is always a fun treat. So, you know, we'll have all the player introductions, so you want to get there right on time and be able to enjoy that. We're going to have the Cartwright brothers are going to be playing as you come into the stadium, so get you ready for baseball season. And then the first 1,500 fans tonight are going to get a magnetic schedule, compliments of First Premier Bank. So you get the nice magnetic schedule, and then just kicking off a fun weekend. You know, tomorrow night we're back home. We've got fireworks, which has always been a favorite of our fans. So we're going to continue that tradition. Every Friday night we'll have fireworks this year, and then Sunday we're doing an early bark in the park, so you can bring your pooch out to the game. It's a 4:05 start on Sunday, and dog tickets are $5, and all the proceeds are going to benefit displaced animals here in the Sioux Empire. So it goes for a great cause, and then also for the kids, you can run the bases and meet the players, get autographs right after the game on Sunday too. So as I always often tell people, I think, you know, the great thing about coming to the Birdcage is we truly have something for everyone. Whether you're a diehard baseball fan, you know, we've got great baseball on the field, or maybe just a casual fan or looking for something to do with the family, you know, we're going to have different ways to keep you entertained.
What else are we going to find new this season out there that will surprise and delight fans?
Well, I think, you know, we're always changing up kind of the in-between innings entertainment, so you're going to see some different things there. We're actually, as mentioned, the Cartwright brothers are going to be there. We're going to have some more live entertainment every Saturday. We'll have a band or some sort of live entertainment entertainment that's going to be out there. And then, you know, some different concession things, too. Papa John's has become a great partner of ours. We're going to have Papa John's Pizza out at the concession area. And I know Ovation's Food Service has some different, each night going to be featuring some different menu items, some different deals. So really encouraging people to follow us, you know, on Facebook and Twitter at Canaries. And you can get up to date with that because we're going to be doing some different specials each and every day for each and every home game.
So let's talk about tickets. Where do I get them and what will I be looking at as far as cost?
Yeah, the tickets are available through our website. You can go to our website, sfcanaries.com, for all the ticket info. You can call the box office. And really, you know, advanced ticket sales start as low as $8. So, you know, get those tickets in advance. You can walk up and get tickets. We have, you know, all kinds of different seating areas from the bleachers to right behind home plate. And then we've got, you know, the best way to do it, in all honesty, is just get one of our ticket plans. You know, we've got those easy game ticket books. They're $99. You get 10 ticket vouchers for any game, and they're for the best available seat. So, I mean, you can sit right behind home plate, and you can sit right behind the dugout and talk to Steve Shirley in between innings if you want. We've got a lot of great seats available, and really, we've got a ticket plan for everyone. So, if you know, we've got season tickets, partial plans, whatever it may be, we've got that all set for you.
Yeah, I don't think Steve wants me talking to him during, you know, in between innings.
Oh, heck, come on out. We'll have us a little chat.
Yeah. Well, Steve Shirley and Jimmy Olander of the Sioux Falls Canaries. Listen, best of luck to you guys tonight. Go get them.
You know, I was going to mention one more thing. The only thing we're missing tonight, Greg, is maybe you throwing out the first pitch. So you let us know if your arm's ready. We'll let me know.
Get yourself loose now.
Have you heard the humiliation I've endured, you know, from Craig Maddock over at KWSN? Last time I threw out the pitch, they took a picture of me, and I looked like my wrist is all cocked back. You know,
one of those to bring up the company Christmas party, right? They pull that out.
Yes. So I'm not sure if I'm ready to repeat that humiliation just yet. Well, best of luck to you guys tonight.
Thanks.
I hope it goes well. Sioux Falls Canaries
tonight.
Thanks
for having us.
You betcha. Sioux Falls Canaries tonight with the Sioux City Explorers, 7:05 out at the Birdcage.